Merci, Monsieur le Vice-président.
Thank you, Mr. Vice-President. We warmly welcome the delegation of the Solomon Islands, and we thank them for their good presentation. We welcome the progress that they have made to ensure, promote, and protect human rights. We also welcome the significant progress they've made in terms of access to basic services in the area of health, education, and justice, as well as gender equality. The Republic of Djibouti takes note of the efforts made by the government of Solomon Islands to create a national human rights institution that is independent, and we encourage the government to continue their efforts. Climate change is and will continue to be a challenge that the government will have to face. The consequences are numerous and disastrous. These drastic changes will force people of the Solomon Islands who live on low-lying islands to leave their ancestral territory and go to larger islands. These migratory flows could lead to tensions and conflicts with the host community to share limited resources. Djibouti encourages the government of the Solomon Islands to promote understanding among the main decision makers of the consequences of ongoing degradation of the forest. Djibouti shares its concern about the rights of indigenous peoples, as the Constitution barely even mentions their rights. Along these lines, we would like to make the following recommendations: ratify the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and create a national standing protection group to address climate change and population movements caused by climate change or natural disasters. Lastly, we would like to wish them every success in the CPR. Thank you. President.